right now at 989-733-2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, November 13th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate State Representative Neil Frisky again for those Michigan state constitutions. If you haven't registered yet, we have extended the deadline until this Wednesday. This Wednesday, November 15th. Greatly appreciate him providing those for us. It's part of the package. If you want to register for the upcoming class, Saturday, December 2nd, doors are going to open at 9:30 at the Headwaters Conference Room there at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord. Just text me the word event, and I'll send you a link to go to acconservatives.org. Read the post, follow the instructions, put your email address in there to get a subscription to our email blast. Then make your donation, $35 for the class. That'll include a book, a reference guide, a Michigan State Constitution. Doors are going to open at 9:30, Saturday, December 2nd. Class will start at 10. We're going to go until 12:30, one break. Bring your snacks and your lunch that you're going to want to eat during the class. We're going to be bringing bottled water and Frisky's Honeycrisp apples as the snack. You can go ahead and bring your stuff, eat during the class. It doesn't matter. We are going to give you a crash course to Robert's Rules of Order. You're going to understand the importance of getting a majority control of these boards, of these organizations. You're going to learn how to pick the best person to be the chair, the president. You're then going to do committee assignments. You're going to change bylaws, making them very difficult to be changed in the future. And you're going to carry out your mission. All of this is going to be explained to you at this class. Why are we doing this? Because we are getting our people elected next year in 2024. Our precinct delegates to expand and grow what progress we made so far. New school board members, new public library members, new county commissioners, new county sheriffs, new county clerks. We are doing this, folks. And you, by the way, you don't know this yet. Maybe you don't. You're going to be on the ballot next year. If you're listening to this show, if you're a regular listener, if you know people that should be listening to the show but can't because of work, they can listen to the podcasts, which are back up and running now. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. They're all listed there in reverse chronological order. Share this half hour, for example, hour one, segment two, on this Monday, November 13th, with anybody you want. This is must training that you have to have for next year's election. Come and learn Robert's Rules of Order. Know how to object to a meeting when they start to violate Robert's Rules of Order. For example, last week at the DTE public hearing, public meeting, that was Thursday night, there at Belknap Township Hall, I displayed a little bit of the information I've learned as becoming the certified instructor for teaching the class. The chairman of the planning commission violated Robert's Rules of Order. I called him out on it. He was forced to deal with it. He started the meeting off immediately asking to approve the agenda. They approved the agenda. Somebody made a motion. It was supported. No discussion. Vote. The agenda is approved. After approving the minutes for the previous meeting, which was on the agenda, next was public comment, a public hearing. Well, he said, we're going to amend the agenda and allow DTE to present their presentation before we do the public hearing. I'm like, point of order, Mr. Chairman. You can't do that. What are you talking about? I'm the chairman. I can do whatever I want. I'm running this meeting, not you. Excuse me, sir. You just approved an agenda. You have to follow your own agenda. Next up is public hearing. He turned and looked at the parliamentarian who was a county commissioner, Marianne Heidemann. And she's like, yeah, he's right. So what you need to do, Mr. Chairman, is you need to rescind the approval of your agenda. You then have to make a new proposal, get support for it, discussion and a vote to approve a new agenda, amending the previous agenda. Amending the agenda that was printed and sent out to the public. That you handed out at the door as people are entering this building tonight. This packed room, everybody has an agenda in their hand. Now you're violating the very printed agenda you passed out at the door. So I forced them to basically rescind the approval of the agenda, make a motion, amended a motion to amend the agenda to allow for DTE to give their presentation first before the public hearing. Before public comment. Well, guess what? In doing that, that gave us an opportunity to memorialize, videotape all of the representations, all of the statements, all of the implied warranties coming out of the people's mouth from DTE. Their main spokesperson, their legal counsel, even Barton Mello, the 100-year-old company, largest municipal commercial contractor in the state of Michigan, over 100 years of experience, the largest employer of union workers working on government jobs like this one. He made warranties, implied warranties about the work, about the materials that were going to be used. Even the one gentleman said there was no rare earth minerals in these solar panels. Oh, there's some electrons of things going back and forth, and there's circuit boards, but the majority is glass, aluminum, and silicon. He implied that there was no rare earth minerals in these solar panels that they intend to use for this project. And that there was nothing that could possibly leak out of them that would cause any ground contamination or water contamination. You see, underneath the earth's crust, the ground, you have so many feet down underground water aquifers. These underground water aquifers basically is the water source for everybody's wells in that watershed. That watershed could go for miles and miles and miles. I asked the room, how many of you have a well? Basically, the entire room raised their hand. So what the gentleman from Barton Mallow said And the gentleman from DTE, I believe his first name was Jason, said that there was no fear, no way possible that these solar panels could ever leak anything that would cause ground contamination or underground water aquifer contamination. We got it on videotape. They said that. That was part of their evidence, testimony, words that they put into the record to be the basis for the Planning Commission to approve their special use permit. Nobody twisted their arm to say those things. They volunteered that information. They made those implied representations, implied warranties. They made those statements public record. That was all I needed to hear, because the evidence had been put into the public record. We have witnesses. We have it videotaped. That approval that they gave was based on everything that came out of their mouths before the public hearing, before the public comment. I was sitting there in my chair in the front row, literally, folks, biting my tongue. I did everything I could possibly do to wait until they concluded with their presentations and their little dog and pony show that they did with the Planning Commission in the two questions that they had, one by the county commissioner, Mary Ann Heidemann, and the other one by the chairman of the Planning Commission. Hearing no further questions, the DTE presentation was over. I immediately got up and snatched the microphone out of the DTE representative's hands. He said, well, this needs to go back to the chairman. No, it's going to the microphone stand next to the podium where the public hearing is going to be. They took the battery pack out for the remote wireless use of that microphone and plugged it in to a hard wire. I was the first one to speak in public comment. State representative and the state senator from that district voted no in Lansing on what they did with the special use permit. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Brett Gooding just texted me event. I sent him the flyer and texted him the website to register for the class that's upcoming. Robert's Rules of Order, Michigan's State Constitution, Crash Course Training Workshop, Saturday, December 2nd. Doors will open at 9:30. Class starts at 10 to 12:30. Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord. For all the details, go to the website, acconservatives.org. Read the post, follow the instructions, make your donation. When you get your email receipt from our PayPal account, that is your ticket. We've extended the deadline to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, this Wednesday, November 15th. We have to order the books, the guides. We need to get those shipped to us. With Thanksgiving coming and Black Friday sales, we're thinking this Wednesday is the last day to register. So again, text me the word event and I'll send you back the information. Follow the instructions. Make your donation. We will get it through our PayPal account, not your PayPal account. You cannot do this on an iPhone. You have to do it on a computer. If you own an iPhone, it will not go through. There's something wrong with the firewall. It doesn't like iPhones. Smartphones, droids, computers, laptops, tablets, not a problem. iPhones, doesn't work. So go to acconservatives.org, read the post, follow the instructions. Greatly, greatly appreciate Jonathan Deek. He got the website back up and protected for us. We were getting spammed at one point. It's been fixed. Crash Course Training Workshop event, Saturday, December 2nd in Gaylord at J Sporting Goods. You guys need to come to this. You're going to be on the ballot next year at a bare minimum for precinct delegate, school boards, public library boards, county commissioners, county clerks, treasurers, supervisors, township supervisors, trustees. We are going to get involved and run for office next year. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Nikki says, good firewall. It doesn't like those Chinese iPhones. No, it does not. No, it does not. And I got to tell you something else. And I know State Committee has a meeting that day. Give your proxy to somebody else and let them go to that dog and pony show, a complete waste of time for State Committee. You need to come to this training. It's not going to be recorded. There's a couple of people that need this training that I am going to personally make sure they get a copy of the book, the guide, and the Michigan State Constitution, and I'm going to then coach them over the phone. I may end up doing a video Skype call with them. But you have to understand, this is not going to be recorded, people. I'm going to be saying things in that room. Nobody is going to have their phones on. I'm making everybody turn their phones off. If I have to, I will have everybody turn them off and put them in a basket up by Sherry or Miss Vicky to make sure nobody's recording what we're talking about. I'm going to be laying out strategy. I'm going to be tying it in with Robert's Rules of Order, the Michigan State Constitution, and explaining exactly how the Democrats operated this year, legislative year, in Lansing. I'm going to explain how they used Robert's Rules of Order and their slight two-seat majority in the House and in the Senate to ram their agenda through without any regards to whether or not what they were passing is constitutional or not. Knowing full well that they're not constitutional bills being signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Republican state senator, six of them, did not give immediate effect to many of them. That's why they're ending the legislative session early to get that 90-day clock ticking. Knowing full well that they're unconstitutional laws infringing on our God-given rights, but forcing somebody to take them to court to fight it. See, they can pass whatever they want. They can sign whatever they want into law. They can implement anything they want. But until it's challenged in a courtroom and determined by a court whether or not it's constitutional or not, well, that has to be done by us, the people, or organizations. This clean energy package they just rammed through, which was the basis that the Planning Commission relied on to approve the special use permit for DTE last Thursday, it's all unconstitutional. But until the Michigan Township Associations and the Michigan Association of Counties and the Michigan Municipal League take them to court and argue that what they passed in Lansing was unconstitutional, the law stand. And even one county commissioner, Marianne Heidemann, implied, made the representation, well, it's all over, folks. This is outside of our hands. This is outside of our control. We can't say no to this. We have to approve this because it's going to come into law, become law in April anyway. But yet you did it on November 9th? A day after they passed this garbage in Lansing that's going to be challenged in court? That was your argument? Unbelievable. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut,